The security line stretched the length of Dulles Airport, and check-in lines were crowded as well. Police with bomb-sniffing dogs were patrolling the airport, and Transportation Security Administration officials asked passengers to put all liquids, including their morning coffee or any other drinks, in large plastic bins. Keith West and Marilyn Brophy were on their way home to Wyoming from Johannesburg, South Africa, and were surprised by the restrictions.
If it's for security, I'll do it, but most of it is just standing in lines.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. If it has to be done, it has to be done, but it's an inconvenience, but if you want to fly, you follow the rules.
As Transportation Security Administration workers asked passengers to empty their carry-on luggage of all liquids, Mandy Rashalwertz, a student just back from Harvard University's World Teach program in Namibia, said that she had heard the new rules and did not mind the long wait as long as it kept her safe.
It's longer than normal, I think, and we're still not even there yet, so I have quite a ways to go. It's an inconvenience, but if it's going to make things safer for us, then it's worth doing. Just takes a minute to put it in your checked baggage.
At the head of the line, Brian Stewart of Reston, Virginia, said he could accept the new restrictions if it meant a safe flight.
Well, if it keeps us safe, I'm all for it. You know, it's a little bit of a cost, but I'd rather be alive and have everyone else be alive and get where I'm going safely.
The line continued to snake through the terminal throughout the morning, but crowds were orderly and officials were making every effort to accommodate travelers. Because of the delays caused by the increased security precautions, Washington Metro Airport's authority officials are advising passengers to get to the airport even earlier than normal. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.